audience has fallen in love with Carrie Lake. The whole country has, and she has a very good chance of winning Tuesday, 4 days away from the election that could very well start to get this country back, and Arizona is a good place to start. Let's welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show on our guest line, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, the one and only Carrie Lake. Carrie, I got a COVID positive test last night, and I said, I'm not going to let a little COVID stop me from getting to interview Carrie Lake one last time before the midterm elections. So here I am in my bedroom. You know about remote broadcasts. You're a veteran broadcaster, and I'm so glad to be able to spend a few minutes with you today, 4 days before the election. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, you're in your bedroom doing your show. That's a professional. You never miss your show. And I'm in the car heading to the border. We're doing a border tour today, and really going to assess what's going on down there once again. And looking forward to, we're going to have a couple of our really strong sheriffs here in Arizona join us. And then Blake Masters is coming along, and Abe Hamaday, some of the ticket, Mark Fincham. And we are going to start protecting the people of Arizona starting in January 2023 when I take office and take back control of our border. So we're going to go down there and kind of assess what's happening right now in one part of our border, and looking forward to talking to you more about it later.
Which is a huge issue for Arizona. It's a huge issue for the country. I mean, as my buddy, our mutual friend Charlie Kirk puts it, every state is a border state now. It has become a raging problem in America, and it sounds to me like Carrie Lake is one of those so determined to fix this problem on behalf of Arizonans and your fellow Americans. Carrie, I want to share with you though some profound gratitude. I played the clip of the CBS reporter who tried to hammer you with another gotcha question. Oh, Carrie, the mother of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick feels that you're somehow partly to blame for her son's death. Your answer was so filled with graciousness and caring and compassion for his mother. You didn't disparage her. You pointed out you didn't have anything to do with the events of January 6th, but yet you did it in such an adept way, and I hope you know how grateful millions of people were for your response to that reporter. Thank you for that, Carrie.
Wow. Thank you for the compliments. I appreciate it, and I do feel for her and any parent who has lost a child or a loved one because of an untimely death like that. You know, we've lost so many young people here in Arizona, and you know, speaking of young people being taken too soon, we're going to the border where Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, who was conducting operations back in 2010, was killed because of Barack Obama's terrible, failed, fast and furious gun-running scheme. And we've just lost too many people in this country because of bad political operators who have not protected the people of this, for example, on the border with it wide open and the cartels running the show, or whether it be bad leadership like we had under Barack Obama, who, you know, conducted operations that actually made our people less safe. So we just need to start electing people who are going to do the right thing for the American people. And we saw that with President Trump, America First policies. We saw that with Ronald Reagan, America First policies. And I believe the person who, you know, really got that ball rolling 40 years ago was Barry Goldwater, Arizona's favorite son. He was the first to start talking about putting the citizens first. America First.
Carrie Lake is joining us on her way to the border today for a border visit. I watched in amazement as folks at CNN really took your opponent to task for failing to have the guts to be with you on a debate stage. And at one point, your opponent said, well, the campaign strategy is the campaign strategy, and that's what we're going to stick to. I mean, it's been pretty pathetic to see the unwillingness of Katie Hobbs to even just go toe-to-toe with you on a debate stage. I think she's really, really intimidated by you and recognizes she can't run on her record.
She can't run on her record. She, you know, she's got this albatross named Joe Biden around her neck, as all the Democrats do, and she's for everything he's doing. They think he's great, but the American people don't. The people of Arizona don't. And what Katie Hobbs has planned for Arizona is horrifying. She looks at California, Mike, and she thinks that's utopia. High taxes, and when you tax people to death. You keep adding more taxes. When she was in the state senate, she taxes voted to start and introduce sex education in kindergarten. I don't think any adult should be talking to a five-year-old about sex, especially not in school. That's absolutely horrifying. And then we learned yesterday why she's got such a fetish to push this grooming on our children. Her own husband, we found out, is a child psychiatrist who is, his expertise is transitioning children, is talking children into, you know, transitioning and working with these children who've been confused. It's really diabolical, and it's frightening, and now we understand why she's pushing that, and she's pushing all of these, you know, transgender surgeries on our young people. And, you know, in California, they want to do it behind the parents' back. Can you imagine finding out your child had a sex change operation behind your back and there were other adults involved in making that happen? We need to bring back parental rights, protect our children from this absolute insanity that's being just heaped on them. And it's being heaped on them behind their parents' back at school and by other adults.
It feels kind of wild how things seem to be shifting so dramatically in the final days before the election. And we're looking right now at some sheer acts of evil. NPR decided to play the audio of an abortion on their network. People have been horrified and shocked to hear that. They thought that was a good idea. Sonny Hostin on ABC TV's The View yesterday likened white women in the suburbs to roaches. I mean, Carrie, I know the left likes to say that, you know, election denialism and democracy itself is on the ballot. I think there's evil that's on the ballot.
Truly. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I hope they keep it up because they are not just having people walk away from the Democrat Party, they're running away. This is not the Democrat Party of yesteryear. I had an event the other night. There were five Democrats who approached me at this event, and they said, "We are voting for you." They were a little bit older. They were older Democrats who remember back in the days with JFK, and they said, "We don't even recognize this party anymore. What's happened to it?" And it isn't a Democrat. They don't care about the working class. They said they used to care about the working class. They don't care about the working class. They're for open borders, increased crime, the inability for you to be able to protect yourself because they want to, you know, take away your Second Amendment rights. And they don't want you to be able to speak freely. They don't want you to be able to speak freely. That is a danger to democracy, but we can't question our own government. Our First Amendment, Mike, gives us the ability to question our government. We are the people in charge of the government. The government doesn't control us. We control the government. And we can certainly question them. We can question our government, make changes to it, and we can question our elections when there's problems. Every event I go to, you know, the media wants to make it look like there's two or three of us who think there were a problem with the election. There's millions of people across this country who want to see some election reform so that our elections are honest once again. And we're going to,
you know, Carrie,
back to the people of Arizona.
One of the most despicable double standards has been the way the media has focused on election denialism. And yet when every single Democrat lined up and said that Donald Trump wasn't legitimately elected in 2016, they have spent no time even acknowledging that that happened. It's disgusting.
Well, remember the pink hats they wore, you know, all outside D.C. and Madonna saying she wanted to burn the White House down? That was election denialism right there. It's the double standards are outrageous, the hypocrisy. And, you know, then Hillary Clinton about a week ago already predicting the 2024 election would be rigged. We got to get past all this, Mike, and actually have our state legislatures, which, by the way, is how it's supposed to be done in Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. We got to get them to pass laws to get rid of the loopholes for cheating and restore faith in our elections so that we don't have Hillary Clinton every election complaining. We don't have the Democrats complaining. We don't have anybody complaining about the elections because everyone will go to bed on election night knowing they were fair, honest, and transparent. And we're going to get to that point here in Arizona.
Well, thanks to your leadership. We're 4 days away. You're on your way to the border. Final question. The polls show you have now taken the lead. You're ahead of your opponent. But I'm worried about polling. I'm worried about complacency. I'm nervous. I mean, if I'm nervous, I don't know how you're feeling. Talk to us a little bit about making sure everybody gets to the ballot box. Everybody must vote. Do not sit back and think this is in the bag, because it's not.
Nope, and we've got to vote in mass. We've got to vote in such huge numbers because we still have the incompetent Katie Hobbs running our election. Can you imagine this woman who is not very bright, running our election?
To say the least.
And she's already botched many elections, and she's running this one. So we got to get out and vote like our lives depend on it. You can vote today in Arizona early at one of the early voting centers if you want. Otherwise, you vote on Tuesday and show up. Bring 10 friends, call 10 friends, make sure they're voting, and we are going to vote to save this wonderful state. We're going to do great things here in Arizona. And I truly believe, Mike, as dark as these days feel, what I'm seeing on the ground in Arizona, there is something happening. There's a movement going on. You can feel it. It's palpable. The moms and dads are out. Everyone's getting involved to save this republic, and we have really bright days ahead.
Well, I have listeners from all over the country, all 50 states, who are pulling for you. They're rooting for you. We're praying for you. Carrie Lake, safe travels today to the border and back. And I can't wait to talk to you as governor-elect of the state of Arizona. Keep fighting the good fight, Carrie. And thanks so much for taking time for our audience here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Thanks, Mike. And get better soon. Get well.
You got it. Oh, I'm feeling better already after 10 minutes with you. Are you kidding me? That's better than any kind of medicine the doctor can prescribe. Thanks, Carrie. Awesome. Appreciate it. The great Carrie Lake joining us on her way to the border, 18 past the hour.